Good afternoon, Khadijah here, Kickhead Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. It's been a while. And yesterday, we took the time to celebrate the life in a memorial service for a sister that I've known for over 50 years. I knew her in our lean years, and I knew her in our abundance. We raised our children together. We cried and suffered downs, and we celebrated the triumphs of our lives together. So I've been feeling some kind of way since she passed. So as usual, I turn to the word of the Most High God to encourage myself. And so I was in the book of 2 Kings, the Shulamite woman, the woman who showed kindness to the prophet Elisha, who built onto her home a room for him and his servants so that they would have some place to stay when they were in her neck of the woods. She showed hospitality, and her reward was that he gave her a prophecy because she had no children. And he prophesied to her and her elderly husband in 2 Kings 4 and 15 that they would have a son, a baby boy. And the prophecy came to fruition. Now, some years later, the child died. The child that she held in her arms and cried over, the child that she comforted when he was sick, the child that she fed when he was hungry, that she taught how to love Yehovah, the Most High God. Yet in her grief, she did not forget the promise. She did not forget the prophecy. So she left her son laying there on his deathbed, and she went seeking the prophet that brought the word of God to her. How many of us could have walked away from our children or our dead child laying there on the bed? But she went seeking after the promise because she trusted God. She knew that he spoke a word over her life, and that he was a God that when he spoke a thing, that it came to fruition, that his words did not fall to the ground. So she went searching for the prophet who brought her the word of the Most High God. She expected a miracle. And we today, even in our grief and our loss with people dying all around us, we should expect miracles every day. And in this journey of reading her story, I started to count the many blessings, the many times that I spent with my sister and we enjoyed laughter, those times that we cried together, and the promises that God made over our lives that came to fruition. So I anticipate miracles even now in my grief. I expect miracles every day, even in my grief. Because Yehovah is still a promise keeper. He is still a miracle worker. And in spite of all else, his word will not return to him void. And he has made some promises to me that I know that are still out there waiting to be fulfilled, waiting for me to walk into my destiny. So even in my grief and my disappointment and my feeling of loss of a sister, I know that even in that, God is still moving. He is still God. In spite of how I'm feeling, I know that he's a faithful God and that he catches every one of my tears in a vow. And his promises to me are yea and amen. So on this day, as I meditate on his promises, as I sit in anticipation of what the future brings. I won't forget the wonderful times that we had together. I won't forget the Kodak moments, the times when we raised our children and the laughter that we shared together. But I know that there are promises laying ahead of me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And as I sit here and I meditate on the things of life, I realize that there are many times when miracles come out of our grief. So I'm expecting miracles in the days ahead. As I keep my sister in my heart, I expect a miracle every day. Again, I'm Khadija. KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.